This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that top Defense Department leaders want to keep waging wars to keep defense contractors happy. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump, during a White House news conference Monday, said ordinary troops like him, but not the Pentagon brass.
Not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
The president slamming the military leaders as part of his continued defense against allegations that he made offensive comments about fallen service members, including calling World War I dead at a cemetery in France losers and suckers. The Atlantic first reported on the anonymously sourced allegations. AP and other media organizations verified those allegations with their own sources. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump says that he is open to an investigation of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy after some of DeJoy's former employees said they felt pressure to donate to GOP candidates. DeJoy is a major donor to President Trump and other Republicans. Trump also said DeJoy should lose his job if campaign finance irregularities are uncovered. The Washington Post paper has reported that several of DeJoy's former employees felt pressure to make donations and that he would reimburse them. Such an arrangement would be considered illegal. A DeJoy spokesperson says he was not aware that employees felt pressure to donate and believes he followed all campaign finance laws and regulations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The state of Oregon's Capitol Monday, a right-wing crowd rushed a smaller group of Black Lives Matter counter-demonstrators, firing paintball pellets at them. There were skirmishes, and the Black Lives Matter group dispersed shortly after local police arrived on the scene. Earlier Monday, hundreds of people gathered in a small town south of Portland for a pro-Trump vehicle rally. Rally's organizers say they did not plan to enter the county where Portland is located. Oregon City is about 20 miles south of Portland. China says Indian forces crossed into territory it holds along their disputed border and fired warning shots at a Chinese patrol in a move it called a serious military provocation. They have been engaged in a tense standoff in the cold desert Ladakh region since May. China's Western Military Command said the incursion occurred Monday along the southern coast of Pangong Lake. A Chinese military demanded the Indian forces withdraw and investigate the move to open fire. There was a word of casualties. Late last month, India says its soldiers thwarted the Chinese military's moves to change the status quo. In the same area, it was the site of their deadliest clash in decades in June. Health experts say that the coronavirus tests that studies antibodies to see if people have developed immunity has failed to provide any concrete information. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains why.
The White House and some of its health advisors had touted new antibody testing as a way to tell if people could get back to work and reclaim their lives if they knew they'd already had COVID-19 and were protected from getting it again. Well, those tests are available, but the Centers for Disease Control and the American Medical Association warned that antibody tests should not be used to make decisions about returning to work or school. Researchers say they still need proof that patients have future immunity, and that would come from experiments in animals, human trials, and measuring and tracking antibody levels over time. Research published last week suggested the protection could last at least 4 months. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And more than 891,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 27.2 million confirmed infections worldwide. The World Health Organization says countries that bolstered their healthcare systems in recent years have fared better than others in the COVID-19 pandemic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.